For the very latest on the efforts to put the fire out, Fire and Emergencies Region Manager Ron Devlin joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
And not too bad, but how are things with you? What's happening with that fire?
Well, the fire is doing what we expected or planned for it to do, which was to sacrifice the roof in order for us to be able to then put people inside to extinguish it.
And so how hot and fierce is it burning now, or is it beginning to die down?
Well, it's different parts. It does take a bit of a flare up. And this is what happens when it gets into some nice new fresh material. The overall plan, working with the engineers as we are at the moment, and they're currently working on some additional scenarios for us. The plan is to, as I said, sacrifice the roof and contain the fire in that space.
Ron, can I just ask you, because it's a little bit windy and we're having difficulty picking up all the details, if you could maybe put your hand over the mouthpiece or turn out to the wind.
Is that better?
That is a little bit better.
I'm just going to look for a wall over here. One of our will actually be the weather down here.
Yeah, well, that wind, obviously we can hear it on the phone at the moment. Is that going to cause you problems?
It may do. We're facing an extreme weather warning currently, so we've obviously got to factor that into our plans as well.
Well, so is the fire still at the top of the building where it could be more vulnerable to that wind?
Yes, that works in two ways for us. One is that, as we said, we're hoping to sacrifice the roof because it's an interesting composite.
And what does that mean? What's it made out of?
Well, it's made of straw, plywood, and bitumen.
Has that caused an extra problem? Is that why it's been so difficult to get on top of it?
It's a complex piece of material. Yeah, absolutely.
And so, have you got any sense then what set it off in the first place?
No, look, I don't. And we'll deal with that. Once we've got it out, we can then get access to the possible point of origin.
And you were saying when it got a little bit windy that your plans are now to go in. Can you get into the rest of the building?
Plans are, once we have sacrificed the roof, is to get. We've got access to the building. There's no difficulty there. But it's to the floor below where the fire is burning. So that causes some safety issues for us. Obviously, as it's burning, the roof will continue. Debris will fall. We don't want that on top of the firefighters. While they're in there. So we want to get that done and then we can go in.
Absolutely. So how long do you think you're going to have to leave the roof burning to get that burnt off so you can then get into that other floor?
Looking at it here, we could be another 2 or 3 hours.
And what about the rest of the building? You've talked about earlier today, first up, that the rest of the building you think can be saved, but how severely damaged do you think it's going to be?
Well, at the moment, it's just the roof. But again, the engineers will have a better idea of what parts of the construction integrity may not be 100% post the fire. So it's that balance in respect to what the engineers think is right and not right.
Obviously slightly, difficult to predict, but if you think the roof is going to take another couple of hours to burn off, how long till it's going to be, completely under control and out?
Right, okay. Well, I think that we are going to be here all day and probably into the evening. It's a big fire and a very complex and a very, very large building. This building is, because it's got a large footprint, it doesn't look so tall, but it's actually over 30 metres tall. And that adds additional issues for us as well, giving access externally for our monitors.
Are you hopeful for today, though?
I am very hopeful for today.
Thank you very much for your time with us this morning.
Can I just say, though, I just want to acknowledge all of the emergency services, civil defence, and emergency management, water care, and all of the police, and in particular the women and men of fire and emergency. They've done an absolutely spectacular job here over the last 17 hours.
And working very hard. No, thank
you. They are working incredibly hard, and everybody together, all of the organisations.
Thank you very much for your time.
And the people at the front end. So thank you. Okay.
Great. That was Ron Devlin, Fire and Emergencies Region Manager.